Stephen Ray is the recently appointed editor of the Irish Independent. Stephen, we've been talking a lot on the programme here over the past few weeks about the future of newspapers, the prospects for print and the move online. Now, notice you define yourself as a news organisation, not a newspaper anymore. Tell me a bit about that change of emphasis.
Since I took over in September of last year, we've reorganised the newsroom and really beefed up our online presence. We've sort of transferred a lot of journalists into online. And I know it's not a new concept per se, but the whole idea of a mojo, the mobile journalist, for example, our guys are doing video, we can do audio, and also, you know, obviously we're doing the social media stuff like Twitter and Facebook too. And I suppose an example of the mojo would have been the Boston bombings recently, where we decided, you know, we had to cover it on the ground in the United States. So the journalist we sent was actually from our online team rather than the print newsroom per se. So Caitlin McBride travelled to Boston to cover the bombings for us. So she filed back video, she filed for the print edition, and she also covered the whole social media aspect for us. And Caitlin was up for 36 hours, filed some fantastic video for us, and that really drove an awful lot of traffic online. Also, for example, Fionnán Sheehan, who covered the Taoiseach's visit to the United States for St. Patrick's Day, Fionnán travelled with the official party, and Fionnán did a lot of video for us. He filed back live video, live feeds. For example, Fionnán, I think he was probably one of the first journalists at the top of Freedom Tower, and he used his iPad to film all of New York from Freedom Tower. It was quite good stuff online. And I saw a few weeks later one of the big US television networks publicising the fact that they had exclusive footage from the top of Freedom Tower. And actually our guy Fionnán had it 2 weeks before that. Likewise, when he travelled to San Francisco with the Taoiseach, he saw the Taoiseach standing next to all these California Highway Patrol motorcycles, Harley Davidsons. He thought it was a great picture and he said, gosh, if only I had a photographer here now. He got, damn it, sure, I'll do it myself, and took the picture with his own iPad, and that made the front page of the Irish Independent. Similarly, you know, we sent Shane Phelan to cover the financial crisis in Cyprus. Likewise, he filed video and filed for the print edition too. And similarly, Mark Condren and Jason O'Brien went to Turkey to cover the refugee crisis there out of Syria. They crossed the border into Syria and again filed video footage and filed for the print edition as well. So very much the concept of the mojo is very much alive and well, and it's progressing very much in independent newspapers. I think, you know, a lot of journalists are big fans of Borgen, the BBC4 political drama, the Danish political drama. Even last September, I was watching it, and, you know, the villain in the series is this guy, the editor of The Express, but it's very much a multimedia newsroom. They've got video, and the editor speaks on video and does a video blog, and thought, isn't this great? But 6 months on, we're doing very much that kind of stuff in INM, and that's the future for us. It's multimedia platform, we're going to be platform neutral, we're going to be across all channels. Big plans for the future in probably having Ireland's first multimedia newsroom.
Are you happy with your website, though? I saw one online critic describing it as a throwback to the dial-up days.
Our March figures show that traffic is up 70% year on year. The latest Comscore figures show that the Irish Independent website is the largest news website in the island, far ahead of RT News, The Irish Times, Mail Online, BBC. So we're way ahead on that score. Obviously, there's always room for improvement. Certainly, we're going to dedicate a lot more people to online, we're going to do a lot more video and, as I say, a lot more social media.
So is it digital first then in the Irish Independent?
Yeah, well, obviously that's the buzzword of now, but I don't see it. I think it's brand first, it's title first. It's all about independent, whether that's online or in print. I see it as title first.
I saw your chairman last week, Vincent Crowley, confirming that there is going to be paywall in place by the autumn. Do you think your readers will pay for content?
Isn't it funny that we're actually talking about paying for journalism now? Even 2 years ago, people would have laughed at you and described you as a Neanderthal if you're talking about paying for journalism. But we've moved on big time. The whole advent of apps and tablets has just revolutionised the whole journalism sphere. So people are now willing to pay for apps. People are also willing to pay for trust. I think, you know, online is a bit like a busy, noisy pub where you might have one decent conversation a night. And I think we want to be the decent conversation online when it comes to trust and comes to trusted journalism, because people believe what's in the Irish Independent. People believe what's on independent.ie. And I think, you know, people like Dermot MacDonald, Fionnán Sheehan, trusted brands in their own right, but trusted journalists within in INM, people will pay for their opinions and their analysis. I think politics and business are going to be a huge part of our online offering. And that particularly authoritative analysis and comment, that's why people will turn to independent.ie and our apps. So yes, people will pay for journalism, people will pay for trust, and the amount of people we initially think will buy us online, we're pretty conservative about that. Forward-looking, we're very positive about it, and we've been around for 100 years. I think we'll be around for another 100 years because Independent is a trusted brand.
Now, I know you said yourself good journalism is expensive, and some online critics, I guess, were pretty quick to say, yes, you would say that, wouldn't you? Because the Indo has been pinching it from other newspapers for years. Now, I know you're only in the job 9 months. Is that a perception you're keen to undo?
It's funny, isn't it? Because I think a lot of people pinch stuff from us. I think we set the news agenda. If you turn on the radio in the morning, it's pretty much what has been said in the Irish Independent, our political coverage, our economic coverage, business coverage. I think we pretty much set the agenda. I think there's a tired old perception, an old cliche from many, many years ago. That may be the case, but I think you're talking to some older journalists rather than some newer journalists, Brenda. You know, I think the Irish Independent certainly sets the agenda, certainly the broadcast agenda in the mornings.
You had what you called a squeaky bum moment when you finally ditched the broadsheet and went completely compact last December. How is that working out?
It's been terrific, actually. Obviously, when I took over in September, we were still doing a broadsheet and a compact, and it was taking up an awful lot of production time. And I think that was time that was better served to doing our journalism rather than production per se. So obviously, you know, we thought about it a lot. We did some surveys and some focus groups to see what people actually wanted. What people actually want is quality journalism. The physical dynamic of the paper isn't as important. So it was a big decision to take to end the broadsheet after all these decades and generations. But feedback has been very positive. Actually, very, very few. A lot fewer letters and complaints than I would have thought. The main problem people had was the broadsheet on the Monday used to have a pull-out compact sports section. I think a lot of people missed splitting the paper. So we brought back our sports supplement on the Monday within the compact, and people have been very happy with that. Sales have been very strong. We're way ahead of the curve as regards the market. Our market share is increasing. So these are things we were quite happy about.
Do you think that there'll always be a demand then for print?
It has been a very disruptive period for newspapers and journalism per se, and disruption, I can see it happening for at least a generation. But we have to be ahead of that disruption, and we have to see what people will require. Ultimately, print will probably end. I know The Economist said it would end on a specific date. I couldn't say that. But I would say we're probably at least 10 years away from the last print edition of the paper.
Now, I know Vincent Crowley was very upbeat about your prospects at the launch of the 2012 figures last week, pointing out that despite losses, you have an underlying operating profit, I think it's 60 million. But in the context of a 400 million debt, those figures are pretty precarious. Are you looking at redundancies, do you think?
I&M has announced a new deal, which was announced during the week. So that debt has been a fraction of that debt now.
With the South African sale?
Yes, with the sale of South Africa and a deal with the banks. So going forward, the debt is very manageable, and the prospects for the paper are quite good.
You didn't answer the redundancies question. Will there be job
losses?
Sure.
Well, Vince Crowley, our CEO, announced that there would be redundancies, 100 redundancies across the island of Ireland. That includes all the titles.
We're hoping they'll be mostly voluntary.
Obviously, yes. Yeah, I think so. That would be the hope.
Now, you're following in some pretty auspicious footsteps. I think Finny Doyle was in position for 25 years. Do you think the days of the long-serving editor, old-style, patriarchal figure are gone?
I think so. I can't see myself there for 25 years. And I don't think anybody possibly could see in any management or leadership role for 25 years. I think the main thing is about being a strong leader, having a strong team around you, being able to delegate and appointing some key people to key positions. So, no, I don't see myself there for 25 years or anything like that.